Wrangel to Petersburg. The passage from Wrangel to Petersburg is dramatic and picturesque, ranging from the expanse of the Stikine River Delta to the protected passage of the Wrangel Narrows. Petersburg is about 40 miles from Wrangel by this route, and the trip by ferry takes about 3 hours. The Stikine River has a profound influence on the landscape north of Wrangel. The 400-mile-long river is a corridor between coastal and interior ecosystems. The Stikine has its headwaters in northern British Columbia and drains an area of 20,000 square miles. At the mouth of the river, a 17-mile-wide delta fans out into the sea. This delta is a network of numerous braided channels, three of which are navigable. Grass flats, shifting sandbars, and tidal marshes cover the Stikine River Delta. The area is home to a host of birds and other wildlife. It is a seasonally important resting and feeding area for vast numbers of migrating waterfowl and shorebirds, and more than 120 different species may be present on the delta in the spring. The arrival of a small fish called a hooligan, or eulachon, in mid-April kicks off an amazing spring convergence of wildlife. These slender 6-inch-long fish, a type of smelt, migrate up the Stikine River to spawn. Hooligan are so oil-rich they will burn like a candle when dried. They were an extremely important resource for native people in southeast Alaska. Hooligan fuel a springtime feeding frenzy that draws thousands of birds to the delta. Almost 2,000 bald eagles converge on the delta, the greatest springtime concentration of eagles in North America. Stellar sea lions, seals, and killer whales also move in for the feast, and these animals may be seen throughout the summer. In mid-April and early May, as the hooligan run is winding down, migratory birds begin arriving at the Stikine River Delta. These birds winter down south and nest further north in western interior and northern Alaska. These birds have flown hundreds or thousands of miles before they arrive in southeast Alaska. Western sandpipers are the most abundant species, and at least 21 other shorebird species stop at the Stikine. The migration on the Stikine usually peaks around the first week of May, and birdwatchers may see tens of thousands of shorebirds probing the shallows and mudflats for food. Geese, swans, and other waterfowl feed on the aquatic plants and emerging spring vegetation, and songbirds glean insects. Raptors, such as short-eared owls, harriers, and goshawks, hunt small mammals and birds. The Stikine River itself is a corridor for migratory birds between the coast and the interior. More than 10,000 sandhill cranes and more than 14,000 snow geese use the Stikine River corridor as a flyway and refuel on the delta before heading north to nest. Heading west, away from Wrangel, the seawater changes color as the gray glacial meltwaters of the river mix with the sea. Freshwater is less dense than seawater and tends to float on top. In some areas, it's possible to see the sharp delineation between the fresh and the salt water. The most direct route between Wrangel and Petersburg is through Dry Strait, an aptly named shallow passage that skirts the river delta along the eastern shore of Mitkoff Island. But the Stikine River deposits a huge volume of sediment throughout this area, and to avoid running aground, most vessels take the route through the Wrangel Narrows. The Wrangel Narrows is a relatively shallow but well-marked passage that winds for 22 miles between Mitkoff and Kuprinoff Islands. Killer whales sometimes hunt this waterway, and the close proximity to shore makes this a prime area to look for Sitka black-tailed deer, mink, and river otters. Eagles are abundant throughout the area. Herons and kingfishers catch small fish in the shallows. Black bears can be seen foraging along the shoreline, particularly in the spring when they emerge from dens and seek out the lush green grasses along the shore. Navigating the narrows during the spring and summer months, you may encounter a large concentration of small boats about halfway up the waterway, near the entrance to Blind Slough. There's a Chinook and Coho salmon hatchery there, and both sport and commercial fishermen take advantage of the salmon runs concentrated at the slough's mouth as the fish return to the hatchery to spawn. During the winter, tidal action keeps water from freezing in this area, drawing majestic trumpeter swans and other waterfowl. Bird blinds near the slough facilitate bird watching in this area. Past Blind Slough, you'll begin to see homes and lodges on the east shore of the Narrows. These are connected to Petersburg by the Mitkoff Highway, a road that parallels the water for the next 15 miles. The homes and cabins along the central and southern portion of the Narrows have no electricity or running water, except as provided by portable generators or cisterns that catch rainfall. During the fall and winter months, sea ducks, including golden eyes, scoters, harlequins, and long-tailed ducks, concentrate by the thousands in the shallow waters of Wrangel Narrows, particularly in Scow Bay and Hungry Point. These species forage on mollusks and crustaceans, which are plentiful in the fast-moving shallow water here. The Petersburg Creek Duncan Saltchuk Wilderness is at the north end of the Wrangel Narrows. A saltchuk is a lake or slough that is inundated by salt water at high tides. Salt water sinks beneath the fresh water, creating a stratified environment of fresh and salt water. This area has a good population of black bears and is a popular outdoor recreation area for Petersburg residents.